Hello.
Hey, so this is the new episode of The Astronaut Nature. It took a second to return to this platform. And yes, I've seen this situation before. I've been through it a couple of times as I was accumulating content for this podcast. And I had to make some sort of arrangement with my mind about the timing. The good thing about podcasts is that you don't necessarily have to have a certain continuity per se under a contract or something like that. This is a dynamic that allows you to say what you have to say when you have something to say. But at the same time, it is important to keep something going on for the continuity of the subject or the idea behind a podcast. And also, so people don't simply forget about it. And lately, I came to the conclusion that when there's a lot going on, like whatever the heck is going on in the world right now, it is important to take a little break to see where the situation goes, because it's also relevant to not make more noise and to let whatever is going on evolve. Not always. It's a particular thing. And not everybody is in the same page when it comes to determine what is something that you want to make a little bit of silence in order for that to have its own evolution and whatever has to come from that, right? It's okay. I think we are heading to a conclusion, to some sort of resolution of things. Perhaps it is just a constant closure, nothing that is going to be over ever. And maybe it's just that we are paying attention to it. Perhaps it has always been like this, but not in our perception. Definitely it hasn't been like that in our perception. But since communication is different and everything is different these days, and it will continue changing, then changing is the normal thing. That's what we have to get used to. But that is my point of view. That's my perception of things. So, hello again. This is the episode number 3 of the second season of The Astronaut Nature. Welcome. And we're going to start right now. Here we go. In the previous episode of The Astronaut Nature, I introduced a couple of friends, imaginary friends, in the form of artificial intelligence,
Jen and Mark.
And they're going to be showing up once in a while. And it is so strange to me to keep saying artificial as a must-have adjective when it comes to intelligence, as it was a thing that we can actually claim a copyright over or something like that, when intelligence and everything else that we deal with in our everyday, in our existence in general, it is something that we actually have found in a way in our moment of perceptual awakening or realization of consciousness. And there's a lot of people talking about consciousness and taking the subject in many different ways and making it sound so interesting, and it's all good, but from my perspective, I believe that we are not really focusing on the core of this whole thing, which is the fact that we didn't bring anything here. I've been saying this in all the episodes pretty much of this podcast. Everything we know was found here. Everything. When I say everything, I'm referring also to the need for knowing, the curiosity about things. Even that, there is no one thing that you cannot take out of that particular understanding. You are whatever you are because this is it. Okay, talking about the companion, I want to ask a question for any of my assistants here, see if we can get a generic answer that can be identified and understood by everybody, or at least the one answer that we all can agree that is the explanation that we have so far. So, Jen or Mark, what is intelligence?
Intelligence.
One, the ability to learn or understand or to deal with
with new or trying situations.
Also, the skilled use of reason.
2. The ability to apply knowledge to manipulate one's environment or to think abstractly as measured by objective criteria.
Mental acuteness, shrewdness, information concerning an enemy or possible enemy or an area. Also, an agency engaged in obtaining such information.
3. The act of understanding, comprehension.
4. The ability to perform computer functions.
5.
Intelligent minds or mind, cosmic intelligence.
An intelligent entity.
Especially, angel.
Especially what?
Angel.
Okay, is that the definition from the Merriam-Webster dictionary, guys?
That is correct.
I see, so that is correct. But that doesn't mean that it's complete, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, I get it. Well, we're not gonna go trying to find any literature about the origins of intelligence or biological intelligence or whatever, because that's gonna be confusing as fuck.
What do you mean you're not gonna go and look in a book for some information?
No, I don't necessarily mean that researching in a library or being very conscious about what we're looking for will not eventually give us some good data to explore deeper this particular subject. I'm just saying that authors' titles can be a little bit confusing when it comes to where are we gonna get this and what do we represent these days with certain definitions. So we're just gonna little by little try to analyze this particular topic with a humble but honest attitude towards it. Okay. There are some things that are so well adjusted to our experience as intelligent beings that we don't really spend a lot of time investigating how they work or how they can be also very beneficial. And the reason why we do not spend time doing that, it is because we are using them fantastically well. That's why a question like, what is intelligence? It is something maybe extremely personal when it comes to give a common answer. We will not find one answer that will sound exactly the same from anybody, not even a scientific paper or really nothing. They will always have some corner or layer that will differ slightly from the rest. But that is not a problem. It is basically all of us trying to approach in the best way possible a sometimes very abstract but very real topic. So that's where we are. I am definitely willing to consider as many interpretations of intelligence as I can find. But there's one particular, let's say, dynamic that will not take my time or yours here. Not in this podcast. And this is probably where you're gonna decide if you continue paying attention to this or not. Maybe you will, regardless of anything you might actually believe or not. The type of answering that I call the kill the suck response to a question, the one that always derives in some form of mystery, I really don't care for those things, which is usually what religion does. However, I am willing to have in mind that that particular way of trying to come to a place of peace with your mind or whatever exists. But that's it. Because if everything is going to be something that we cannot talk about or that is just one gigantic loose end that will never be answered and we shouldn't even do any digging in those fields or whatever, I am not spending time in that because I did already and it really takes me to the same we don't know what and we're not going to talk about it and if you do it's wrong or whatever the heck. So yeah, I'm not aiming for those goals because they are taking this series of inquiries nowhere. And I'm looking for something. I really want to say something about it. Even if it is, I don't get it. I don't understand it. But that doesn't mean that I should stop looking for an answer. I imagine that at this point, I probably should clarify what is my definition of intelligence. I don't have really a way to express it. I feel it. I do what pretty much everybody else is doing. You just feel that thing that we call intelligence, and you analyze it through it in itself. It can analyze itself. And I would say this, intelligence is practicality. I believe that that's another name for intelligence. How practical something is how intelligent that thing is, or that being, or whatever it is that we are detecting some form of strategic, taking advantage of the amazing skill that we have for going through certain experiences and being able to perform trial and error, which to me is exactly the same as being a genius. That's the symptom of genius. I find very interesting the fact that when I talk to certain people, when they find a limit to their knowledge or preconcept they have about something like intelligence, they immediately go to other layers of a possible conversation. It's funny because I am sometimes not even talking about whatever they are trying to bring to the table. And I do not know how to accentuate the fact that I am referring in this case to something that is practical. What I heard recently out of a little bit of inspecting the topic with somebody was that at a certain point, this person just told me, oh no, you are more into a philosophical type of thinking. I am not good for that. I really don't do any kind of philosophical investigation. I never been good for that, etc. And all of a sudden, the conversation just went somewhere else. What I was referring is, like, for example, when you have a tool and you don't have a lot of tools and you need to fix something with that tool, you will improvise. You will use your screwdriver for something else, maybe to open a can, maybe to do other stuff. That is exactly what I am looking for when I try to open up to these subjects. Let's just use everything we have to investigate. If you don't want to call it scientific or philosophic, just call it something else. Just call it conversation. It is not that hard to detect when someone has a bad faith argument towards something, or when someone is just trying to communicate and see what's up. Usually when the subject gets to the point of just, you know, keep going with the investigation, the people that are talking about this, they tend to defend their limitations with very smart ways to detour the chat. But it doesn't matter. We all do it. At a point, I am really looking for the complete and total research of something through a conversation. I'm hoping to learn something. I really want to learn. I don't count with preconceived notions except for whatever I know. And I just put that on the table and I hope to step out of the conversation with something new. But usually it's just like how much I know, how much they know. They told me this. I think it's a symptom of being maybe in a very heavy, I don't know, cultural type of socialization where people have to have the same topics to interact or to not sound crazy or whatever. I am referring to the intelligence that is the one that
I said this before, I know, but I want to use it again.
You know when you are about to cross a street and you're by yourself and you can manage to do that and you are on the other side of the street already? You did that with your knowledge, with your perception, with your common sense, whatever you want to call it. You did that. If I say that, somebody's going to say, oh yeah, but you know, that is this and that. No, that is intelligence. I mean, whatever you want to call it. You are using your intelligence to not investigate more on this, or to not detour from what you already know, or so you can have a conversation with your peers or what your family used to say about that, or that book that you read. Doesn't matter. You are the main book right now. And when I say this, I'm not saying that we need to get rid of everything that we know. No, no, not at all. It's exactly the opposite of that. It's including everything and adding something new. Make something a little bit more interesting, richer, and more practical. I love that word, practicality. That's the thing. Anyways, we're going to leave it here and we're going to return to this subject. But I'm going to leave an open question for whomever is there and feel motivated to answer this question. What is intelligence to you? And please please do not come here with long explanations that you find somewhere. Yes, you can check every piece of information you have, but I want you to tell me, how does it taste? How does it feel to be intelligent? You know what I mean? Like, if you didn't have any other way to express it or any other place to take this information but from whatever you know, what would you say? How does it feel to be intelligent? Does it have a taste? Does it have a particular overall sensation to it? What is it? What is it to you? Okay, so that's gonna be the question. What do you think intelligence is, or how does it feel to be intelligent? Because you are. Doesn't matter how stupid or how not smart you might consider yourself, you're using your intelligence to do that. So whatever level, doesn't matter. Bring it on. Thank you. We'll return soon.